from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, one of congestion pricing's opponents is vowing to work with Donald Trump to kill the program once he is back in power. Staten Island Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says she has spoken to the president-elect about the new toll program.
He understands how damaging congestion pricing is for New York City's economy and how much it will hurt middle-class taxpayers at a time when they are struggling with high costs.
Trump has made it clear he is against congestion pricing, and the congresswoman says there needs to be further study on traffic and pollution shifting to the outer boroughs. Path riders will soon have to pay more to get to New York City as congestion pricing is expected to force many drivers to switch to public transportation.
Starting Sunday, a single trip across the Hudson will go from $2.75 to $3. A 10-trip card will rise from $26 to $28.50, and a 30-day pass will increase from $110.25 to $120.75. This is the first increase on the rail system, which serves millions of riders a year from northeastern New Jersey in more than 10 years. Meanwhile, the Port Authority says the Path Hoboken station will close for track and station upgrades for about 4 weeks, starting January 30th. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Morris County authorities are investigating the death of a person found under the Route 46 bridge in Dover on Sunday night. Officials say the body showed no physical sign of trauma and that the death may have been medical in nature. The county medical examiner is performing an autopsy to determine the manner and cause of death. No identity is being released yet. State officials are remembering the life of a state trooper who passed away from 9/11-related illnesses. Governor Murphy was among those on hand for services today for Major Jeffrey Burke at St. Luke Roman Catholic Church in Toms River. Burke of Ortley Beach in Allentown was a counterterrorism expert with the state police. He passed away on New Year's Eve from cancer connected to his response. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Meta is ending its fact-checking program in favor of a community-based system similar to Community Notes on X. The changes announced today will affect Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 178 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in one...
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Your forecast through the end of the work week, clear, dry, windy, cold. Our next potential storm system could arrive this weekend. At the tail end of the five-day forecast, I list out three possible scenarios. Big snow, little snow, and nothing at all, with probabilities in my weather blog at nj1015.com, and we'll continue to refine that forecast as it gets a little closer. Tonight, clear skies with a very cold breeze. Lows in the upper teens to around 20 by morning. The wind chill may dip into the single digits. Needless to say, bundle up. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds, windy and cold, highs in the upper 20s. Thursday, still sunny, still windy, still frozen, highs around 30. And then on Friday, we'll see increasing clouds and dry weather, highs in the lower to mid-30s on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Throughout the Garden State, it is 32 in Somerville, Asbury Park 34, and Woodbury 33. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.